programming. I was working up in High Holborn in central London, this was at the time when the very first programmes were being developed for the particular machine and the particular for computers at all for the company I was working for. It's the very first one they'd ever done. We gathered together a small collection, really, of youngsters, mostly ex-university, who drafted the program out on paper. This was all in what nowadays we would call machine code. And normally, having drafted the program out on paper, it was converted to a set of drawings, which were sent to the factory, and the factory made the program up for this particular customer by inserting copper rivets in double-sided printed circuit boards. On one side of the boards, the lines of the printed circuits are running in the X direction, on the other side in the Y direction, and the insertion of a single rivet at the intersection point of these will connect one line on one side to another line on the other. And so a complete set of these rivets were inserted in the board to establish the various connections that were to apply in this portion of the program. The program was usually nearly correct, perhaps 95%, 97% correct. The factory were probably about 97% correct in putting the rivets in the right places. But the net recourse was that the manufactured boards were sent to us for testing.